Well, great morning, everyone. This is Stanley Harris. Listen, let me tell you something. I am feeling extraordinary, beyond extraordinary. It is 5:01 a.m., 6:21 Friday morning, and I just couldn't wait. I couldn't hold off on sending such an inspiring, awesome, and amazing message. You know, today is a day that has been given to us by Him above that looks low. For those of us that have allowed God to just enter our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our spirits to do something that's definitely beneficial, not only for ourselves, but for the self of other people, then we are the ones that God is really just blessing us and just continuing to keep us elevated in our spirits. He's blessing us all, but those that are actually going out and making a concerted effort to help others. Did you know that's where your success comes from? When you go out your way to help others, God sees that. He smiles down on that. And me, for one, I am a living witness of that. You know, I just thank God for that. I don't say this to boast or brag, but I say this because, you know, it gives me joy to be able to do something for someone else. Even if I'm not doing as spectacular as I like to be, but it gives me joy to be able to do for someone else. And I know you feel the same way. You know, today is a day that you should just set aside and say, you know what? I'm going to bless someone today. Not only my family or my family members or myself, but I'm going to bless someone outside of me. Even if it's just buying them a cold bottle of water. That's a blessing. See, a lot of us, we assume that it has to be a large quantity of something in order for God to say, well, you know what, I'm going to bless you. No. You can give a person a pair of socks. Go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart. Go to the 99-cent store and buy a person a pair of socks or some sandals so they can have some shoes on their feet. That's a blessing. Blessings comes in all disguises. Blessings comes of all races. It doesn't matter. What matter is what do you believe in? What cultivates your heart? What cultivates your mind? What cultivates your spirit? What gives you that get up and go about you? This morning, I'm getting ready to do Billy Blanks. 45 minutes. Watching him work out so I can stay in shape. What is it that you're going to do to keep your mind and your body in shape? See, it's all right to make money, but you know what? When you have a healthy heart, mind, spirit, and soul, that brings about greatness because it's a combination of all those things that make you the successor that you are. Stay believing in what it is that you say you want and achieve it. See, because the greater joys in life are those things more felt than seen. He who has not is only because you haven't asked. And if you have asked and you stop asking because you hadn't received, then one must continue to keep asking. Because the Father that you say you believe and trust in, He sits high and He looks low. He's omnipresent. He don't miss you. So the thing of it is don't you feel that you're being missed, because you're not. God is beautiful. Am I being biblical? No, but He's definitely in my heart, my mind, my soul, and my spirit. And I thank Him for watching me and leading me down that path of safety, down that path of protection. See, it reminds me of Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. So see, I don't want. I ask God for things, but do I need them? No, I just like them because He said I can have it. You have not because you ask not. Today's message is about fulfilling and finding the greatness that lies dormant inside you. See, a lot of us, we move on a daily basis, but we don't move with certainty. We don't move with compassion. We don't move with deliberateness. We don't move with dedication and commitment. Let's start moving in that manner and watch the things that materialize in our lives. I appreciate you, so that's why I'm sending this message. But let me end by saying, if you have not went to Amazon.com and got that bestseller, joys and absence of a mother, you are missing out on a treat. Let me say that again. The title of this book is Joys and Absence of a Mother. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to your mom. You owe it to your kids to have this book. Sit down at the dinner table in the living room together and read it. Let everybody take a page and read it. Especially the children with their moms. You will be amazed and happy that you did. Life's greatest joy is understanding those things that you really say you want and execute it to the fullest and not allow anything or anyone to get in your way. It's definitely been a plausible pleasure. May God continue to keep his blessings down upon you and shine as bright as the star in the sky upon you. Be blessed.